Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek, episode number 57. I'm Mike Earl.
Randy Orvis.
Ken, you're making it hard for me to follow, but Matt Fowler.
Today we will be discussing the tech news of the last week or so, and
from the 14th to the 21st. 14th at like 9 p.m.
approximately.
Yeah. Give or take.
Well, no, we went over last week. It's probably like 9:30.
That's true, but while we were on, though, we don't really look at the news sometimes, but not usually, so really.
Whatever.
Anyway, we usually start on Thursdays,
yeah,
approximately 8 p.m.
8 p.m., 3 weeks in a row. Thanks, Fowler, for keeping us prompt.
You really think he... Yeah, anyway.
I'm the glue that holds it together.
Yeah, that's it. If you're watching us live, you can always join us in chat. Otherwise, you can always find our podcast on iTunes or at bleedgeek.com. And if you're wondering about Prometheus, Matt's review is up at bleedgeek.com/movies. Or after tonight's show, there'll be a live Q&A session with him. I just made that up just now. Little did he know. Anyways... So last week we had a lot of Apple news, but this week is a little different. Do you want to just jump right into it? You have something else you want to say before we start? You want to not talk at all? Is that what's happening here?
I got nothing right now. I say, as Van Hagar would say, jump. Actually, was that Eddie? Might have been
Eddie is in both because he's a guitarist, Eddie Van Halen.
Damn.
So
I was thinking
David Lee Roth.
Yeah.
Sammy Hagar.
My bad.
Anyway.
Let's jump.
So last week we kind of were making some general thoughts as to a Microsoft event that had been announced Thursday afternoon. Kind of like a secret event. They didn't even tell people where it was being held. They just said it was in L.A., but they didn't say where until like 4 hours
before. Get your plane tickets booked and be in L.A.
4 hours
small town.
Before. Yeah, no worries.
Don't blink, you'll miss it.
But it was held at the Milk Theater. Is that what it was called?
Yes.
Milk Theater?
Milk Theater.
Or Milk Studios?
No, it was Theater.
Theater?
Yeah.
Which, it's funny that a lot of people were making speculation on why it was in L.A., and I really didn't see any reason that it would have been. I don't know why they didn't hold it in Richmond. Is that where it is? Richmond? No. Redmond.
Something-mund.
Something by Seattle.
Yeah.
Somewhere. Off Lake George. Anyway, Microsoft,
I feel like it...
What?
Nothing. Keep going.
But let's anyway, go. So what they had their event for was they announced a new tablet they are making called the... Is it just the Microsoft Surface?
Surface.
Which is funny because they actually had a thing called the Surface like 10 years ago. That was literally a table that was all touchscreen. But
and I thought they're still going to bring that out.
Yeah,
too.
They have a different name for it, like
yeah.
Pixel Intensity or something. Something weird and... That doesn't make any sense, and Randy is now taking and eating Pop Rocks, I'm pretty sure. So if you hear crackling in the sound, that's a four-year-old. but anyway, so Microsoft announced... I can still hear it way back there. He has to keep his mouth shut now. They announced their tablet. It's pretty slick-looking. It's the exact same... width as the original iPad, an inch and a half, I think. Or no, not an inch and a half.
Say an inch.
Maybe a half an inch. Really? Randy can't comment because he's got Pop Rocks in his mouth. But it looked thin. They have quite a few ports on it. USB, mini USB, I'm sure, for charging. Lots of vents. The biggest thing, well, obviously it's running Windows 8 since their whole thing is they're very... Windows 8 is their future, and they're betting everything on it, it seems. They have a flip case for it that also acts as a flip-down keyboard, a very, very thin keyboard, and a touchpad somehow.
Yeah, it looked like a smart cover,
right.
But solid.
Yeah. It's got a built-in kickstand.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I forget which phone it is from, I think it's HTC, that it had the kickstand so you could, like, prop it up at your desk and watch movies or whatever.
Yeah, there's one that has it.
And there's a lot of people that had kind of complained about it, said it felt cheap. And I know that was one thing that people had commented with the kickstand for the Surface was it didn't, like, they don't, it was well-built. The whole thing, it looks really nice. They did a...
Even the ad for it looks pretty sweet. Did you see the ad?
Yeah.
A little more dubstep for you.
What do you think of it?
I think it looks nice, but there's so much that they left.
They left out some
huge
key stuff.
There's no price. There's no launching date. Not even, I think they said fall, but I don't even think they defined it as fall. They said launching.
Yep.
Hopefully, I think. And then they didn't comment at all about the battery.
Yep. And that
which is a huge thing for a lot of people. I mean, so it's obviously price and ship
and
date, but...
And the spec... I didn't catch what the specs were for processor. It's Snapdragon, I believe.
There's two different versions. There's a Windows RT version, which is what they're calling the Windows that goes on tablets, the Windows 8 that goes on tablets. That may or may not be Metro-only. Not 100% sure. Or you can't flip back to the standard desktop, I think, is what the RT is about. And then there's the Pro version, which is, like, the full desktop version. The Pro version will actually have an Ivy Bridge processor. I don't think they specified exactly which one. They just said an Intel-based Ivy Bridge. And the other one is an ARM-based, but I think it had the NVIDIA Tegra 3.
Was it? Okay.
Quad-core, I believe.
Yes. I know it was quad-core, and then... But,
So there's two different versions, like we just said.
Yep.
They went to play Netflix on it right away, and it wouldn't boot up, so luckily they had a backup model, because Microsoft, I feel like Microsoft specifically, like, Google does pretty well, Apple does pretty well, but Microsoft always fails in there.
They just kind of shoot into the wind, they're demos. Like... We're holding the press conference. Come on in. Crap.
Well,
should have maybe rehearsed this.
Well, yeah. Everyone said it felt very rushed and very under-rehearsed. They maybe made a last-minute decision to hold it.
Do you think to anticipate,
because Google is about to do the same thing next week with the tablet. And I think they're just trying to get ahead of
the
game.
Nobody knew really what Apple was going to unveil. I mean, everybody... I guess we knew, but we didn't know, and I think they wanted to make sure that they chance. Yeah,
maybe they're
to make a splash. I guess.
So everyone's really. Well, there's a lot of talk about the Surface now. So, but everyone I've talked to seems to really like the way it looks, and they're really interested in it. They said, as far as price goes, they said it'll be comparable. It'll be competitive, I think, is what they said. But I don't think if they can get the RT version down to at least a comparable to an iPad price, like $500 or less even, like I don't think they stand a chance. I mean, there'll be people that buy it, but at that point... The Pro version they said would be comparable to Ultrabooks, like a price in that range, because that's what they're comparing it to. So it could be anywhere from $600, $700 to $1,500, really.
Yep.
I think they're going to be spendy, but not $1,500.
I don't think it'll be over $1,000.
I think $800-$900 for the Pro version.
That's where I see the price.
I think that's
range
a crazy amount for a tablet, but
it really depends on what the storage ends up being, like what the specs are.
Well, they said the storage would be
is it
going to
be 256?
64
or 128. It's
64 128, I think, two models. But I mean, you look at the top tier iPad is 830, I believe, with Wi-Fi and 4G and the 64 gigs.
Did they
didn't say about cellular.
Okay.
But now Bloomberg came out, I saw today, with a report saying the first models are only going to be Wi-Fi, which, especially when you're aiming at enterprise, I think kind of is killing them also, because people travel. I mean, you can't depend on wireless everywhere you go. Hotels.
No, but I think a lot of people assume if, like, almost any phone you get can be a hotspot.
Well, right.
So I wonder if they're just going off of that.
At the same time, though, like, I'm surprised by the number of people I see that have bought the 4G iPads or even the 3G before that. Like, I'm surprised. Like,
it seems ridiculous to me.
Especially when you're paying $130 more and you're paying a monthly fee for that. Like,
there's no.
I think you can.
And it's a $30 with certain providers, though, fee. I mean,
like a bundle?
You can have it. You can turn it off. You know,
it's not like a contract.
Yeah,
it's
you can be like, oh, I'm going on vacation. I'll pay for it now.
Right.
Like, it's not something you have to have all
but
the
you're
time.
But you still have to pay $130 extra to buy that model, which is crazy.
Well, I think just data. I mean,
data in general.
Data
right.
in general for mobile devices is too expensive.
It's out of control.
But neither here nor there.
Yeah. So, I mean, but that's a big question. And then.
Well, the other one was they didn't let anybody use the keypad for it.
Yep.
Look, don't touch.
They said there were some that they could touch that weren't on. They could touch the keypads, but the models they were hooked up to were not on, and they couldn't. There was no way for them to turn them on.
Yep.
And they weren't allowed any real hands-on time with the tablets. Even it was very very limited.
It's
definitely a prototype. I mean, by all means. And
well, that's,
and I think they're still working out a lot of things.
It goes to the whole
but
everything feeling rushed, you know. And and I know they know that timing is key. And if they waited too long, they'd be left in the dust.
Well, I mean, they're already how far behind in the tablet world?
Well, everybody's behind. If you could say that about Android, even.
But they launched within. Well, they took about 9 months after the original iPad. I would
right,
say,
but
before,
I mean,
but
even,
there's no good models
right.
until the Fire. And even that's not really.
The Galaxy Tab is decent at best, you know, and
right.
I would say that, and I've played with that, and I would, like, if I were to go buy a tablet right now, I would get an iPad, no questions.
Right. I mean, there's nothing.
So there's still room for another company to come in and do something right.
Right.
So.
No, I agree, but it's just. At the same time, you're saying they need to do it so they don't feel left behind. But at the same time, it's like if they're not launching for 6 months or so, like
right.
everyone's going to forget about it by then. I mean, obviously,
well, that's,
the industry won't necessarily, but consumer-wise, they're going to lose it right away.
Well, that's one of the best things that Apple does for themselves is they announce a product line and they say it's available right now.
Yeah.
Go buy it.
Pre-order it today.
You know, they get the hype and people are pumped and you can have it
right.
in 2 weeks and people are happy.
Right.
I mean, 2 weeks is probably.
But you can order it right then.
Right.
So you know it's ordered.
And
you
I think more companies need to follow suit with that type of.
I think the big thing is it's hard for people to keep such secrecy and then everything's leaked.
Right.
And then
well,
you're
I know
losing
that's
all your thunder too. And,
right.
And they said that they kept their prototypes in basically an underground bunker. That's what Microsoft said about this. Like.
Well, they said there was quite a few hardware makers that knew about it prior to the event. But it was like if something gets out, that there was waivers that were signed
mm-hmm.
and everything, you know. So they did a good job, really keeping it under wraps.
Yeah. The other huge thing that this is making waves with is they are now directly competing with their partners in tablet makers. I mean, the same thing that we're probably going to see Google do next week is making a tablet when you're a software company. Making hardware and competing with people you license to. I mean, Acer, I saw today, Acer came out and was pissed about it, basically. At first, there was no comment from any of the other tablet makers or Microsoft licensees, but it's not like they can do anything about it. What are they going to do, stop licensing Windows?
Right.
And that will put, you know.
Or it's going to end up being where everyone's going to be like, oh, well, we need our own little operating system now. I mean, which
well, look,
won't happen.
Well, look like, Samsung has Bata for phones or something like that, and it just flopped. And like, Symbian's gone now. Nokia was running that.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, it's a
three horse, and really one isn't even really there.
Yep.
I mean, and it's the same in phones and operating systems. It seems right now. I do think that it's good to see Microsoft. They're seen right now as kind of the underdog. Now I think Apple's kind of like, not even from my point
they're
of view.
They're LeBron.
But they're standing on top right now, and Microsoft needs to innovate to fight back, and I think they're finally doing it. Like,
oh, this is
Windows 8 is huge all around.
That I mean, I only played with the
developer's
preview, which was, gosh, was that a year ago almost? 6 months plus?
Yeah.
For sure.
It came out in February, I think.
And, no, because Pat was still here.
Okay. I think they released last the fall. Maybe they released the consumer.
Consumer was February. You know, and it's funny talking to people online, like from Raptorsaurus, who are in somewhat computer people, but how much hatred there is for this coming out. And it's like,
for Windows 8?
Yeah.
Because they think they're ruining Windows?
Yes. And it's like, you guys need to realize, like, first off, it's a, look at going from like Windows 2000 or 98 to what XP was. And people said, you guys are retarded.
You're this killing is, the operating system. Yeah. You're ruining
and it. And then when they went from XP to Vista, like, Vista had tons of issues at the beginning, so it's kind of a bad example. But once they got their first and second service packs out, everything was cleared up.
Well, and Windows 7, I think, really built off Vista.
Yeah.
And brought that to another. Like, I like Windows 7. Like, yeah. I hated Vista, but I like XP. And I do like Windows 7 a lot, even more the more I use it.
Yep. So, I don't know. It's going to be a big change. I mean, the Metro UI is different than anything
out
there.
But it's also, they're doing a really good job, and we'll talk about the Windows Phone shortly, but they're really becoming a solid brand everywhere.
Yep.
Like, they've brought
this is
the,
what
X,
they...
the Xbox in as Metro. They have, the computer will now be Metro, the tablet.
Well, it makes it similar to what, I don't know who I would say is kind of leading right now the pack in doing that, whether it's Apple or Microsoft right now, but they're both going the same direction where bringing all of their devices to have a very similar feel. What? So if you've, like, how many people have Xboxes?
Right.
So if you've used an Xbox and then you go to a Windows phone, it will feel fairly similar. You know, you'll figure out how to go around. And then same going to a desktop or a tablet. I mean, bringing that common feel to everything is the best thing somebody can do.
And the other thing is, I mean, looking at, like, Windows 8 is so much more, it will be more intuitive. I mean, Windows as an operating system right now is pretty complicated. People just don't realize it because it's what they've known forever, and they've slowly just changed slight little things here and there, but as a whole revamping, it's going to be harder to grasp, but it's better for new people. Like, if you've used Mac your whole life and you're going to Windows, it's going to be easier to use Metro than it will be to use what is now the standard desktop.
Yep. I will agree with that 100%.
But
yeah, I'm excited.
But it'll... there's a lot of people that, you know, like, oh, the keyboard is the way to beat the iPad. Like, that's its biggest downfall, and you can't create... it's rekindled the whole... rekindled.
Good one.
The whole iPad is only for consuming, not creation.
Right.
Saying, oh, you need a keyboard to create. I mean, that may be true for writers. And there's a lot of writers that do use iPads still.
They're proving people wrong with the iPad, saying that it's a consume only thing, but
well, it's the developers that are proving it wrong too,
right? But there's still something to be said about having a keyboard. It's the same as if you're gonna use a laptop for work, like, and doing stuff, using a trackpad. I carry a mouse in my bag with me,
right?
You know, because doing this all day is ridiculous.
Well, I'm sure the same thing was said about a laptop at some point without a mouse, so it's the trackpad.
What?
You know, right. And it's just losing one more feature, and and like we've talked about before, like, if you're going to do video editing, why not just get a desktop at that point? It's kind of the same thing as going from a tablet to a laptop. Like, if you want to write, maybe you should just, you know, that's what you're using it for, just make that next jump up. You don't need the...
Yeah, I'm excited about the tablet.
I think it could go both ways for Microsoft right now with the Surface. I mean,
if it's done right and it comes out good, like, I know how much testing right now is going into iPads at my work.
But if there can be something brought in from Microsoft that
is fully compatible with Office and everything
with,
you already
with
use.
With everything, like our entire network, you know. I mean, we can apply GPOs, we can bring it into Active Directory. Everything from that aspect will be awesome. And that's the way I think that they will win or take a good lead is making it sellable to corporations.
Well, and I think that's probably the other reason they had to get out there before Google was to make sure people knew that there was something coming, because otherwise even Android could be in the running. Tablets. I mean, it's
not for not for corporations.
You don't
though.
Think so?
Mm-mm. It's so hard. Like, listening to people talk about Android at work, I mean, like, they won't let anything with Android touch the network, basically.
Because it's so hackable?
Because it's an open source platform. And that, I mean, open source is a good thing. Unix is open source, right. You know, and that's one of the things that helps make it that much more secure. But it also, I mean, it makes it secure, but it also makes it just as vulnerable.
Right.
So, I don't know. I think they've... It's crazy. I figured it was a tablet.
That was what our consensus was at the end of the night, I think, yep. Last week. It was a tablet.
And I think they, you know, I didn't have any high hopes for it. It's like, oh, they're just trying to push something out.
And maybe that's the biggest reason it looks so good is because everyone thought, well, even if they come out with something, it's going to be crap.
Everybody's bar was set extremely low, and they came and jumped over it.
So that was Monday, the tablet. And then, was it Tuesday or Wednesday? The Windows Phone 8.
I
remember. Either one of the two. They had their Windows 8 event. Windows Phone 8.
I don't remember when it was. Yeah.
And they announced, you know, their Windows Phone 8's Microsoft. Is that what they call it? Windows Phone 8? Operating system? You know, just more Metro stuff again. They had 8 features. They said they're basically streamlining it and making it compatible with, I mean, the Windows 8 version, the desktop version. That's what they're trying to say for developers. Like, they're making it so it's the same core. They announced that you could change the live tiles to different sizes, which was different because they were always square before.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's 3 different sizes. They said it'll be able to be used on, like, they kind of left it ambiguous, but they said 2 cores plus, like, so basically, I don't know if they meant, like, up to 64 1,000. Or, you know, who knows. They will have NFC integration, and they showed off a pretty cool wallet. I don't remember what they called it, do you know?
No, I don't remember.
But it's funny because last week we were talking about Apple and Passbook, and I was saying about how they should what they should do, or maybe what they will do, is release an API to allow, like, credit card companies and, I don't know, like, places like Starbucks and stuff to incorporate their own cards, and that way they would have NFC that would work with multiple carriers and stuff.
Yep.
But that's essentially what Microsoft did Tuesday. Or Wednesday, whatever day it was, is they are releasing an API, and a big reason they're doing it is because Google had so many problems with their wallet because the carriers are against them, because they want to work with ISIS. Well, Microsoft's working with ISIS as well, so that'll work, and the carrier can't shut them down.
It kind of reminds me of the battle of HD versus Blu-ray.
Like with NFC, or you mean like the mobile mobile payment stuff?
Yeah, and it's because in the end, I don't know if it makes sense to have three, 4 different things. Like, I feel like they just need to come up with one solution, and I don't know if that's the right answer even, but like something, because if everybody builds their own APIs, then it's gonna be like, oh well, Starbucks takes Google Payment, and
well, the thing
Caribou
I think
takes.
They should do is put NFC, once they get NFC in all the phones, if Starbucks could just have an app that just NFC works with
no
all,
matter
you
what
know
they
what,
have
with all 3 different phones, as long as you have a secure NFC chip. Like, that's what the requirements were to use, like, the wallet was you had to have a secure SIM card, an NFC chip, and something else. But I mean, so it's So they're building toward that, and I'm hoping that's what it is.
I just feel like it's an easier sell when there's one thing. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it's just...
like if everything was PayPal.
Right. And I guess, I mean, people don't like monopolies either. So, I don't know.
Right.
Because there's so much hate on PayPal.
Right.
But what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Go to Bitcoin and lose all your money.
Yeah. I don't think that's going so well either.
No. Off topic, but...
but overall, Windows 8 was pretty much everything they expected. Everyone with a Windows 7 phone now is not going to be able to upgrade to Windows 8, they said. So if you have a Windows phone now, you're screwed. There will be a 7.8 update that will give you some of the features, but not all of them. But overall, I mean, you can see, I mean, especially in the Windows 8, the phone, the Windows Phone 8 announcement they made, you could see the integration from, they're trying to make games easier developed from one, from the from the desktop to the phone, very easy, and apps, all the apps, and
yeah, they're moving,
they're trying to merge everything together, and it could go really well for them, I think.
Yeah, I don't know.
I have not
heard anything bad about the direction they're going. I mean, usually Microsoft's kind of the group that people dump on just because, you know, it's like the company everybody loves to hate, I guess, just because they've had such a market share for so long.
Right.
But it's like, I feel like it's hard to hate on them because, well, and a lot of things, a lot of people say, you know, they're not innovating anymore. You know, they're just kind of coasting off of like Office and all that stuff. And I think this is...
I saw somewhere someone had written about Ballmer that he, the first like 8 years he had the reins, he was just on cruise control. It didn't matter because he was just riding the waves of what was done already.
Yep.
And then now for the last couple of years, he's been on a, he's basically hit a rock and the ship has been sinking. But it's like now he's got a, he's standing there with his pail shoveling out the water, and it could go either way. Like, they're at the tipping point. So a lot of people were calling for his head a lot. Like, they really wanted him out a while ago. But now that
do
I
you
think,
see this as a tipping point? Like, if Windows 8 doesn't take off?
I don't know about it.
Because,
I
feel like it's just
maybe
Vista.
I think maybe in 5 years, we'll be able to look back and we could say definitively. Was it? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. No, I mean, people just get so quick to jump the gun. They're like, oh, throw the hands up in the air, white flag, it sucks. And it's like, you've got to give everything a chance.
Right.
You
I
know?
Mean,
I don't know. There's so much talk,
I
both
mean,
sides of it.
They have so much clout and so much presence already that they can't really fail right now. But people probably thought that about RIM, too, so.
True.
At some point. I mean.
True. Yeah, very. Yeah, that's a perfect example, really. RIM had it.
Yeah, so.
And now people laugh at him.
Right. So, I mean, that's what I mean. And that was 2007 till now. It's 5 years. So, I think in 5 years, we'll be able to look back and see if they failed, that we can say, you know, it was Windows 8.
Well, in 5 years, there'll already be Windows 9 and 10.
But if they can't adapt and keep up with Google and Apple.
Yeah, I don't.
Because obviously,
I mean, we could speculate as much as we want. I don't think they'll fail, I guess. I don't know.
They're too big to fail.
They're too big to fail, and what they're doing right now is definitely
the
right building blocks going in this right direction.
I agree. I'm just saying that.
No, I know. Devil's advocate. Somebody's gotta.
Right.
I get it. So,
speaking of Google. So anyway, well, I guess we could wrap up Microsoft, though.
So. Yeah.
But yeah, so overall, it was a good week for them. I think there's a lot of buzz for sure.
You can't go to a tech site and not read about or see an article about that.
If you haven't seen it, I'll put it on the Tumblr, actually, the little commercial for, I'll put it up after the show, the commercial for the Surface. I mean, it doesn't really show it being used, but it kind of gives
they
you
did
an idea. It looks cool. So
it looks
that's
cool.
That's what matters.
Right.
And it shows you what it looks like if you haven't seen it, and some good music for it. It really reminds me of their whole branding and marketing is going in a direction that I think I like too. Like the IE9, is it, or 10?
10. No, it's nine.
Nine commercial it's nine. That they yep. have. Like that, I think that's actually a good commercial.
Yep. And they are.
It's funny because I actually heard that song on the radio the other day.
They have a good marketing team right now.
Right. So
and it's about time. Well, cause you know, because they've never really
because they haven't had to.
Right. I mean, they did for Windows 7 a bit, but it wasn't anything like mass marketed.
I feel like because. For them, it's easy because I think the hardware makers do a lot of the work for them.
Well, yeah. The OEMs all do the work for them.
So, whatever.
So, go Microsoft. They did a good thing. I'm on board.
Hopefully.
I'm on board.
No, yeah. So, anyway, Google. You got Google? You wanna?
What, did you have something in specific? Otherwise, I'll just take it.
You just go to town, and if you leave anything out, I'll...
Well, you... Okay, fine. Google, the Samsung Galaxy S3. Apparently, a few people have them in their hands, and they've had a few that have caught fire. Not, like, flames, huge flames and stuff, but sparks and enough flame to melt plastic on it. The only thing that I saw that was the common denominator from all of them was they were in vehicles in like the cell phone stand using it as GPS. And they said like a spark had arced somehow. So, Samsung has taken, I believe they have like 5 devices now that have been sent to them for research to see what the deal is with them. So I don't know. I've heard minus that I had a lot of skepticism for the S3, but I've heard lots of good things about it.
So the reviews have been pretty stellar so far.
So they said, yeah, everything I've seen. Well, and it's coming to
all the carriers,
every carrier.
And it was supposed to. Well, it's weird because they're not quite coming at the same time. Like I saw that it keeps getting pushed a couple days back because there's such overwhelming demand, supposedly.
I believe it.
Well, the same. Just the S2 was such a huge phone.
It was the top Android selling phone last year.
It was it held its spot for a long time too.
It's yeah. I mean, I know people. There was a guy on Raptor Source again that was looking for a new phone, and he said, "Should I get the iPhone 4 or the S2?" And I said, "I mean, both phones. You can't like no matter which one you pick, you can't go wrong.
You have to decide what it works better for you."
Right, and I told him, I said, "You should really go to a store, hold them in your hands, and see like which one feels better." And well, then I
what's he coming from too? I think that would
a non-smartphone.
Oh,
so it's I mean, and I said, you know, everything about the S2. S2 is supposed to be getting ice cream sandwich.
Yeah, like this very soon.
Yeah.
I feel like the updates have started to roll out now.
So I told him, I said, I know with the new iOS, like the 4 isn't going to be getting a lot of the new features from 6. You know, so I told him here was a list of features that won't be available. And he's like, oh, well, I'll do some looking, you know, and he opted for the S2. And it's like, I mean, and it's an old, I don't want to say old phone.
That's what you'd be looking at, not the 4S and the S3.
It was a budget, price pain. Right. Price point.
Budget, yeah. So, makes sense.
So, I thought, yeah. So, it's interesting that there's still people. I mean, it's an older model, you know, but it still more than holds its own.
Right.
So, and then.
But they're shipping, I believe, this week or next week is when they're hitting on all the carriers.
Yep.
So. I feel like they might have started coming out already, but
yep. I thought they heard that Sprint had them already. So, and speaking of Android phones, the Google Play Store listed today that the Jelly Bean will be coming to the Nexus phone soon. They haven't listed a date yet, but it's within.
I'm sure it'll be announced next week at I.O.
I mean, the fact that it showed up on there, they said, you know, the latest smartphone from Google will, like, it's supposed to be shipping with 4.1. So I'm guessing it'll be within a month that it'll start rolling out over-the-air updates, too.
How do you feel about the fact that it's 4.1? Do you think that means it'll be less update, like...
I don't. They haven't said any key. I mean, they.
I mean, you don't know anything about it, obviously.
No, I mean they've only announced the name, and that was in February. But I think
I just saw speculation that people think it won't be as huge of an update because it's 4.1 and not 5.0. Well,
right. It's not. And that's the way Google has done it in the past. You know, it was 2.0, 2.1, 2.2, and 2.3. And then in between 2.3 and 4.0 was...
3.0.
Yeah, which was only tablets.
That, so, at first, I wondered if 4.1, if Jelly Bean would be for tablets. But I wonder if they'll do 5.0 also. And then that'll be whatever's Jelly Bean, H.
I.
I?
No.
No.
They're... J, they're at H. J.
Yeah, but then the next one, right. 5.0.
Which is Key Lime Pie.
Oh. So
that has been announced already. That's the name that they've announced.
So I wonder if that'll be what's running on their tablets.
And that's my guess, is the next big version will be their tablet version.
Which makes sense, because even Ice Cream Sandwich still isn't great on a tablet.
Right.
I mean, it's better, but...
I saw Pat using his. I mean, and it's a...
On his playbook, or his touchpad.
Touchpad.
Right.
So,
but that's cool. So, like we said, next week will be a Google week for sure. They'll have lots of stuff, and I'm curious to see what they do. It's always fun going up to launches. I mean, obviously, I was super excited before WWDC, like the morning of, like, just because you don't know what's good. Like, they could pull something out of left field. Like the same with Google. Like, it's exciting. Like, what if something revolutionary happened?
I
doubt it. But
that's what I enjoy about the tech world. I don't know. Like, people give us crap for being so excited about this stuff. But it's just, it's constantly changing.
Right.
And that's what makes it awesome. And so do you have anything tech-related otherwise about Google? Otherwise, I just have a little random factoid.
The one you showed me earlier? Yep. That's all I got, too.
Oh. Google has... So the internet is all... It's a communication tool. With everybody being on the internet, it's starting to kind of mash everybody's communication into one sort of formal language, so to speak. And what Google has done is they've begun collecting thousands of quote-unquote endangered languages. And they have, I mean, doing recordings and... it's audio, video, manuscripts of literally just different languages, because English is becoming a primary language in a lot of countries, you know, and then their, what I would consider their primary language is almost turning secondary. So, in order to not let these languages be lost in the world, it's called the Endangered Language Project, and I don't know where it's going to be yet. I didn't look at I know they have a website for it, and I haven't looked at it, but, because I know there's some, I want to say it's like somewhere in Tibet that they have, like, there's like a couple different tribes that had their own languages, and that was one that the last person that knew how to speak it had passed away, so it's like, what now?
It's like Latin.
You know, so it's very, except people know Latin.
But, you know, like, it's like, it's a dead language.
Right. So, it's a...
Just not an extinct language.
It's just, I had cool. No words to describe how cool that was, you know? It's such a, I wish I could sit in their and I don't know how many different divisions there are of Google, because it's easy to think of Google as, like, in an apartment building, basically, you know? But, like, how many subdivisions there are of Google that are coming up with, it's like this project, you know? It's like, this is what we should do. And it's like, that's an awesome, it's an awesome idea.
It's crazy to think, like, well, because I believe there's 7 major VPs besides the 3 CEO head, they're not all CEO, obviously, but...
Right.
However that works. Sergey, Larry, and Eric. Right, whatever. But I know there's, like, I believe 7 people that are, like, the next round. And so it's, like, interesting. I wonder, like, who that... You know, like, there's, like...
Like, where the...
Where the lines are drawn, I guess, if nothing else.
And like, I don't know. It's just very interesting. Like, I mean, people...
Google's another one of those companies that people can easily love to hate.
Right.
But I feel like they really have a kind of a caring interest about, I mean, they're one of the companies that works really hard about leaving no carbon footprint in all of their data centers. So they're doing all sorts of green things, you know, something like this where they can make money from ads on the website, but it's, I don't think they can make more than what they're putting into it.
Right. It's funny, on a side note, that you bring up the carbon thing, because it's funny. I saw people actually questioning whether the surface will be made greenly or not. Like,
that like, was a can question. It be more green?
Could it? Well, they don't know yet, because they don't really know about it. Like,
right.
Whether or not they're producing it well, basically, like, if environmentally friendly. Like, because Apple releases a full report card now of, like, everything they do, and obviously Google is huge into that too, like, and people were questioning Microsoft about if it will be or not, like,
right.
I think that's funny that it's like that. Well, now it's funny, neither here nor there, but
yeah, it was funny with one of the projects that I'm on at work, and it was talking about this update that's gonna be going through and people leaving computers on, and they said, you know, we need to come up with a list of questions that people could potentially ask us, and one of them was related to, is, you know, how much, if people are leaving their devices on, how much power are they using? Like, how green is this? And it's funny because a lot more people are becoming a lot more aware. I mean, if you were to ask people like 10 years ago, it was like, whatever, you know, we're just doing our thing. And, you know, I don't know. I'm not a hippie by any means, but I recycle a lot of stuff, you know, all of my cans and bottles I recycle, and I always, I don't want to say I get frustrated, but at the same time, I am quite frustrated. Like, when I go bring garbage down and you see, like, a case of beer, all empty bottles sitting in the garbage, and it's like, the recycling bins are, like, 5 feet away.
When it's, like, a separate thing already, like,
yeah,
it's just back in the case again.
And it's like, you know, or there's the guy at work, and he has like bottles of water every day in a glass bottle, and he throws his bottle away, and I just want to be like,
in a glass bottle?
Yeah, he's all super fancy pants.
I don't know, he's kind of weird. Like a hippie like this guy, right?
Yeah.
Playing disc golf. And
no, not that kind of hippie. This guy's like,
it's
whatever.
With disc golf. It's a good time.
So yeah, that's what I got on Google. So cool. I mean, like I said today, it's like, go Google. You know, there's no other way to say what they're doing.
Right.
I like it. I enjoy it.
They're all over the place.
Makes me happy.
I saw that Larry Page lost his voice, and now he won't be speaking at I.O. next week.
Interesting. Who are they going to have talk?
I don't know. It's funny, though, that, like, he lost his...
Did you see they got the patent for the glasses?
I saw some patents for them, so...
That was a good thing. I mean, not that I feel like Apple's like, oh, we got to get in on
glasses,
that,
yes.
You know, but it's interesting. I mean, because I think it's a cool concept. But
on a way side note, Larry Ellison bought an island in Hawaii yesterday.
Reported $500 to $600 million,
approximately, like a 90 square foot, or like, I don't know.
Big. No, it's
like
big.
Some party too.
No,
it's like 114 miles long, but
he's going to develop it. Right. It used to be owned by Dole, and they had all pineapple.
Oh,
it was all pineapples growing there. And then
then
Dole sold it to, I don't remember the name of the company now that owns it. But they have two resorts on there right now. And they're only like, there's an airplane strip or no, it's boat. And then the resorts are only accessible by 4x4 vehicles.
That's cool, though.
And this guy it's kind of sad because he plans on developing it. And it's like,
he's not like just going to go party there all the time?
No. And it's like,
I wish I owned
that's pretty
island.
Sweet. He's number 6 in the world for billionaires.
Really?
So, yep.
Fair enough.
So he's got money to spend.
It's funny because most people don't. Like, you don't even... Oracle, like, whatever. What's that?
What's Oracle?
No, that's what... Like, most people wouldn't know. You know what I mean? Like...
Right.
A lot of people don't know what Oracle like, but that's what he's...
It'd be like asking my brother.
Right. Anyway.
The ghost is back.
Yeah.
Complete side note. Randy, do you have anything you'd like to talk about that involves hackers?
Yes. We ran out of time last week, and I was going to bring up a couple stories that I just thought were interesting. So it was, I know, did we talk about that the U.S. was, they, it was announced or leaked that they were involved with the Iran hacking of the nuclear power plants? Like there was viruses.
We didn't talk
that
about it.
So there was viruses that had been running rampant in Iran and specific to nuclear power plants. And people had... Somebody had distributed the source code of the virus online and said this is way too advanced for it to be somebody just in their basement. Like, there had to have been...
Development.
Like, it had to have been, like, a country working on this. And it was... Yeah, it was leaked that the...
I don't think that really makes sense, though. Like, why couldn't a person make... I mean, obviously, they use people to make their codes. It's
right, but it's... It was way too...
It could be a group of people.
I think it was because of how advanced it was beyond what has... Like, if a hacker group is going to put out a hack, they're not going to target just one country. It's going to go worldwide. So it was found, anyways, that it got leaked online that people, or that the United States was involved with it, and I believe Obama came out and said that they had been involved with cyber warfare with Iran, which is kind of a crazy thing to say because it really opens up, I think that's kind of been a gray area for countries as far as, you know, using all digital means of attacks. So it kind of opens up the door for what I think could be a interesting, say, next 10 years in what's going to happen. Because it's going to be a back-and-forth type deal. And it already could be, really.
Well, at least there'll be less bloodshed involved, right?
Or it could fuel it even more.
That's true, too.
You know? So with the virus, it was called Flame Malware, and it was found that it wasn't only the United States involved with it, but Israel was as well. And, I mean, there's if you pay attention to the news, you know that the United States is working closely with Israel in keeping them heavily defended against Iran and the potential of an attack. So that was, yeah, so it's interesting. It's really changing... literally changing the face of what a battlefield looks like, because now it can be some, I mean, could be us sitting at this table right now, you know, which is crazy. We talked about LinkedIn being hacked.
Yep.
Did you hear that there is now a $5 million class action lawsuit against them?
No, that's cool.
Yeah. It's in the U.S. District Court right now. It was filed, it must have been Friday. Yeah, last Friday it was filed. and it's anybody that is subscribed to their, like, $30 a month service or whatever that will be entitled to some...
People pay for that?
Huh? Yeah.
That seems crazy. I was just kidding, I knew that they paid for it, but still.
So, yeah, and the suit kind of states that they had LinkedIn didn't do what it needed to do to protect its members because the way the passwords are stored weren't stored in a good format. They
weren't
encrypted.
Salted and hashed.
They weren't salted and hashed. So, which is, like, any company that stores passwords knows, like, you don't want to salt... Yeah, don't be dumb. You know, it's not... You got to think about... Got to think about your customers. And the biggest thing... I mean, biggest job for an information security person is when you know you're not doing your job when your company ends up in the news. So, yeah. And I feel like $5 million is like... I just foresee LinkedIn going... Here you go.
Here's your money.
Whatever. It's $5 million. Exactly. So, And then
I don't know how their IPO is not doing what.
No, I don't think they're.
Or they're. It's not IPO anymore, but they're stock.
Yeah, no, I don't. Let me look quick. LinkedIn stock.
Yeah, but I just I don't think that. I mean, they're not.
It's yeah, not I know they're not phenomenal. Doing good.
I don't think anyone in the tech. I mean,
nobody. I mean, they're one of those companies that they are what they are.
Yeah.
You know, oh, actually, they've gone down a lot because this was the lawsuit was just announced today, and today they went from $106 a share to $102. So that's
3%. The stock market as a whole took a shitter today, though.
Right. Oh, they. Yeah, it so, tanked like everything.
It's hard to base that on just today, but if you look at the last couple week, I bet. Well, you said it was Friday, but
yeah,
but still, I mean, so I don't know what they launched at, what price they launched at, but
no. And then the only other thing I have regarding Hacker News was last week to kind of go along with. Like, Twitter had been hacked, you know, there's the 10,000 emails. I think it was just emails, right?
Yeah, they said they didn't get passwords.
And then the LinkedIn, which wasn't last week, but I know Moses plays this game, League of Legends. They actually were hacked as well. And they came out and they didn't say how many accounts were compromised. They said no payment or no credit card information, PayPal information or anything like that was lost in the breach, but it was email addresses, encrypted passwords, and then like person's name and date of birth. So, I mean, if you're looking into getting into the identity theft game, those are two big things right there to get a hold of. You know, that's two of the three big things you need. So,
go Hackers.
Really?
Twitter was down today too. Apparently that was a huge deal for some people.
Oh, there. Yeah. People were freaking
out. It was
like
an hour and a half. I think it was down. Like, was it was slow to come back, slower for some people. And
did you see the article on Gizmodo? It's like the top 10 links and
the shortcuts to keep for your next time Twitter goes down.
For your next Twitter being down apocalypse.
Twitter outage, yeah.
It's pretty funny.
Well, they issued a statement a little right before we started saying there was some, it's called a cascading bug that kind of took over and they fixed it and they don't want, there was a bunch of things people said it was and they just basically want to put all the rumors down. And they said that the last 5 months, I think they've had like 99.6% uptime. So
yeah, it's like any downtime platform like Twitter has that's unplanned downtime, you are going to, I mean, people are going to freak out. It'd be like Facebook going down randomly. People would flip.
It's funny because they're like, I saw one news source was like, well, Twitter's down, but. We can't get a comment from them because Twitter's down. I was like, oh, it makes sense, I guess. If they're releasing updates, we don't know where it is. So
makes sense.
They would use Twitter. It's funny. You get it?
No, I don't get it. Maybe you should explain it.
Well, because you see.
This guy.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you have any other news? Is there anything you'd like to talk about, Matt?
I just came across this interesting one on IGN.com talking about a lawsuit between Microsoft and I think it was Motorola. Let me try to find it again.
Oh, Motorola is trying to cop out, or they're trying to just settle out of court, basically.
But it's looking like Microsoft is saying no. So there's like the headline of it is, will Xbox 360 be banned in the United States? Kind of like a lot of stuff had been banned over in Germany.
So won't happen.
It's too late anyway.
Reading through, but it,
everybody has an Xbox.
True, but, you know, continued sales of it and all
right.
That.
Right, yeah. No, I mean...
Won't happen.
It's just like how long there was a... Apple's iCloud was blocked for a while. They wouldn't let it happen. They would just pay... If it came to that, they would pay the licensing.
Yep.
They won't let it go.
Well, there was some deal that, you know, was proposed that Microsoft turned down.
Even when HTC got held up at, I mean, it was hours and they were back. But it is crazy, though, the way that stuff, like, and people get, I mean.
It's the whole troll game right now. Like, Yahoo and Facebook, they're settling theirs outside of the court. And it's like, whatever. I think so many people are getting.
Well, in that case, it was bad publicity for both.
Right.
But people.
Well, because it's like Yahoo's just doing it just because they suck.
Right. That's what
and,
I mean.
And Facebook's like, yeah, I guess you got something here, but whatever.
Whatever. Shut up and go away.
Well, I think, yeah, most people are just getting.
We have enough problems with our IPO right now. Come on.
They're back up, I saw. They're almost back to 32 a share.
Really?
Yeah.
So, Mark Cuban dumped all his stock.
Yeah, that was funny. That was a good article. I laughed.
150,000 shares.
He took a loss, too. He took a huge loss.
Said, F it, I'm out.
Yep, because he was one of the initial investors, and gone.
David Prager is leaving Revision 3. Sort of.
He doesn't, yeah.
No, he's leaving full-time.
Full-time. He will be there part-time.
Yeah, and as an advisor still.
Kind of.
Do you feel like he's taking the money and run?
Oh, yeah.
Because they just sold to Discovery.
Yep. And it's, I mean, it's kind of disappointing, but, you know, people change. People get other priorities. It'd be interesting to see. Well, because he didn't really say what he was doing. He said he had a couple projects.
He said he'll find out soon.
Yeah.
But when he was.
Do you think it's another. Do you think he's going to start up another online?
Well, when he was on one of the last Toasted Donuts, he was talking about. He was kind of like. Yeah, he was kind of going in a different. Like, in a bigger place, I guess, than Revision 3. Like, it's obviously. Like, he's like getting farther. More like. I feel like it'll be more like documentary style stuff. And more explosions. No, I don't know about that. But, you know. Because he was talking about catapults and scorpions. I don't know.
Supposedly
there's going to be a re-envisioning of Toasted Donut coming back too.
That's good.
That was the biggest thing I got out of that. Did you watch that TechCrunch interview with Kevin Rose to get your Kevin Rose fix? Oh,
damn, no, I forgot. I have it.
It's funny
because
they also talked about the Facebook IPO because he had money in before they went public. Obviously, yep.
Like I miss that whole
gang.
They were cool people, you know. I mean, we've talked about it before. And it's like, I miss feeling as though I'm a part of their daily lives. You know what I mean?
I get you. Their weekly lives, maybe?
Yeah. Well, it's like, we'll say weekly.
I get it.
I don't know.
Monthly, really, because they would do 4 episodes at a time. But anyways. You want to run down movies quick coming out this week?
Actually, quite a few this week.
It's a good week for theater and DVD.
Yeah, you got. I think the biggest one coming out this weekend is Disney Pixar's Brave.
Brave.
Just because, I mean, Pixar films seemed, you know, it's not like traditional Disney in that it's assumed that it's made just for kids. I think Pixar has a strong appeal for adults as well, not just with families. So I think that's really the big one this weekend. But then at the same time, kind of for more niche audiences, you have the one we're going to go see at 12:01, Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter, which I'm hoping will also lead to more future presidential monster hunting movies. Maybe we get one with Teddy Roosevelt taking on Sasquatch and George Washington fighting zombies, Rutherford B. Hayes maybe fighting werewolves or something. And then also the new Steve Carell, Keira Knightley comedy.
Did that come out this week?
Yeah.
Finding a friend for the end of the world.
Yeah. Or Seeking a Friend for the End of the World.
Seeking a Friend, yeah, that's probably what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, that one came out this week as well.
Nice. I want to see that too. It looks pretty funny. Yeah. I like Steve Carell, personally.
What came out on home video this week that you were speaking of?
Wanderlust came out. Wanderlust. Jeff Who Lives at Home, is that what it's called?
Yep.
Project X, which, whatever. All it says is, it looks like it's Hangover Project X because it's like from the producer of Hangover, the director or something, that's his Project X.
Yeah.
It's funny to me.
It's how they're trying to sell.
There was two other ones that were decent.
Yeah. I feel like there was like four or five.
But I know those ones because, well, I remember those two because I wanted to see them. But
I mean, it's been a decent month for home video releases because a couple weeks ago it was John Carter and Safe House, as well as Act of Valor. Then last week was Sherlock. And then I know next week is 21 Jump Street.
With Richard Grieco?
Fortunately not. Mm. The one with Jonah Hill and Channing Tatum. Mm.
So, Richard Grieco was the king of 21 Jump Street.
I'm going to disagree with that and say that was Johnny Depp.
Sorry, that was that.
Peter DeLuise.
I'm going to have to go with, I was you quoting. Can stick with your, you, I was quoting a movie. It was Night at the Roxbury.
Well, that's Richard Grieco. For attempting to quote a Night at the Roxbury. Sorry, I just got a dirty look on that one.
So anyway.
You're turning off his mic.
Matt's been turned off, but yeah.
He's
out. You could go find him on Twitter since it's up, at FowlerFF. I know he was trying to tweet earlier, and you guys were missing out, but...
I know, right when I finally start deciding to tweet, the whole thing goes down.
You're such a liar.
But anyway, I think that pretty much wraps it up for us.
So follow us. We've got many places.
Facebook.com/BleedGeek. Twitter, if it's up.
At BleedGeek or twitter.com/BleedGeek.
Just kidding, it's almost always up.
It's 99.6% up in the last 5 months. So chances are it'll be up if you check it.
Tumblr, which just relaunched, revamped their whole iPhone app, which is pretty good, their iOS app. It's iPhone only for whatever reason.
I like my Tumblr app on my phone, so.
But you can follow us there at
bleedgeek.tumblr.com. No E in the Tumblr.
Is that why you said it like that?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much the places
could follow, you could follow me individually on Tumblr, crandall.tumblr.com.
Two L's.
Two L's in Crandall, not Tumblr.
Good call.
Clarification.
If you want to email us, you can do that. Where would the email say, Randy?
Mike Earl. Just kidding. Fans at bleedgeek.com. See what I did there? Good one, Randy.
If you want to call us, you can call us and leave us a voicemail.
Most people don't want to use a phone anymore.
406-79-GEEKS.
Or 406-794-43...
No, you did two fours.
Oh, my bad. 406-79-GEEKS.
406-794-43...
I don't want them calling. No, don't tell them anymore.
You can follow us individually on Twitter. I am at Mike037.
I am at the Crandall. Two L's if you didn't catch that before.
And at FowlerFF.
Maybe tweet Fowler.
See what he's up to.
See what he's up to. He's always on the Twitter.
You know it.
Yeah. That pretty much does it for us. Check out Matt's review of Vampire Hunter.
And I'll also be having one coming up soon. Movie that's already out on home video, but The Woman in Black. I read box this week. And
is that with Harry Potter?
Yep.
Nice. And by Harry Potter, I clearly mean
whatever the F that guy kids.
Daniel Radcliffe.
Whatever. So we'll save it for the next movie episode.
So you can find that on bleedgeek.com/movies, and you can always find us on bleedgeek.com or on iTunes for our podcasts. As always, we thank you for listening. I'm Mike Earl.
Randy Orvis.
Matt Fowler.
And have a good night.
Google!